Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. This is beautiful, and I think it is a fantastic thing that's going on this morning, and that calls for a little substitution. But here, the morning's opening is Psalm 100, taken from the New whatever Bible this is. New Revised Standard Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfastness love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Prayer this morning. And before we pray, could you do something for me this morning? Could you touch the person next to you if you can? Could you touch him? Could we touch and agree while we pray? Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. We give thanks to you this morning, oh gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, you've been so good to us. You've blessed us and you've given us so much here at this church. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, you enable us to get up this morning. Enable us to come to church. And Lord, those who couldn't, Lord, we ask that you would help them, Lord, and that you would be with them today. And Lord, be with our service this morning. Be with these dear children. Help them to learn and to understand just what Christmas is all about. And help us as well, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your blessed Son, Jesus, who died for us, who now sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Would you please stand for our opening hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the Good morning, everyone. This is the third week of Advent. The third candle to remind us of John the Baptist and all God's messengers who prepare the way for the Savior's coming. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to bear witness to the light that all might believe through him. Almighty God, give your people grace to enter on the way of salvation. As they listen to the voice of John, the Lord's herald, bring them safely to Jesus, whom John foretold. Amen. Green button. Pink candle.
So this week's birthdays, we have Alice Tyler has the birthday today. Wanda Wodachewski is on the 13th. Linda McMillan on the 14th. Charlotte Tondre on the 15th. Keith Williams on the 17th. Laura Peck on the 17th. And Bob Clem on the 18th. It's a lot of birthdays, so they should enjoy having us sing. All right, so we're going to sing Happy Birthday. All right. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right, at this time, does anybody have any other announcements?
As I announced last week, at this time we need to remember our staff that worked so hard in the background. On the little table out in the lobby, right next to the prayer tree, there is a box for donations for our staff for Christmas. So please consider a donation for them. They work hard throughout the year trying to make sure that everything runs smoothly around here, and they do an excellent job.
Amen.
Today is the last day to order your poinsettias. We'll have them here in the sanctuary for the next service that takes place. But please put your order in. If you can't do it today and want to drop by the office, you're welcome to do that. That's from 9 until 2, Monday through Thursday. And let's see if we can get those orders in so we can have a full altar of poinsettias. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Offertory prayer.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come together in this joyous season, as we prepare once again to receive our Savior into our hearts, let us remember that the bounty that we have comes as a gift from your hand. Let us give generously for the needs of this church, for your work in the world. Help us to be your servants. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I got it, Tom. It's right here.
Good morning. The reading today is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 10 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own,
but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
This hymn was ancient. The form that I'm using this morning was published over 600 years ago. But very beautiful hymn written first in German and then translated into English and has become a standard.
Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. "I want to hold treasure," he said. "I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be a strong sailing ship," he said. "I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world." And the third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. "I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all," she said. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Years passed. The rains came. The sun shone. And the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It's perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. Need a sharper axe. "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest," thought the first tree. "I shall hold wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. All right. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship, fit for kings." The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he said. He muttered, and with a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter's shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. I just love that boat. Too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake. Every day he brought in loads of dead and smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard. What happened? The once tall tree wondered. All I ever wanted to do was stay on the mountaintop and point to God. Many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. I wish I could make a cradle for him, her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled at the starlight as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. This manger is beautiful, she said. And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. And soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. And the tired man awakened. He stood up. And he stretched out his hand and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. she flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But one Sunday morning, oh, I love this part, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. Now, children and adults, did the dreams and hopes of the three trees turn out the way they planned? Anybody? Did those dreams turn out the way they planned? No. No. The first tree wanted to be a chest filled with what? Say it loud. Treasure. Gold. Okay. Who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Say it loud so they can hear you. Jesus, that's right. The second tree wanted to be a ship that would sail with who? King of Kings. Okay. And what did the third tree become that reminds us of God and His Son? This is for the adults here. What did the third tree become that reminds us of God and His Son, Jesus? Amen. The cross. So, my message is to all of us tonight. Don't just confine Christ to the crib. If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for Him saving, I got to stand up and say this. If it wasn't for the fact of Jesus saving us and dying on the cross, do you understand that there would be no Christmas? But more importantly, there would be no salvation for us. There would be no reconciliation to God. And that's what this season is all about, folks. It's about Jesus, not necessarily Him being a little baby, but Him being the King of Kings, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. We wouldn't honor the babe in the manger if not for the fact that Jesus was carrying our God the Father's perfect plan for our salvation. Glory be to God, and Christmas blessings to you all. And I would just like for you to say this morning, if you would all repeat after me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 We give thanks to you this morning, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We now know, Lord, we now know and understand that without you, we would have nothing. We would have nothing to celebrate. But because of your love for us, Lord, because of your kindness and your grace that you extended to humankind, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And we ask that as we prepare to leave this place, that, Lord, that you would help us to keep in mind that it's all about you and not about us. And we ask that you would bless this congregation. Bless them, Lord, and always help them to know that you love them and that you care for them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Good morning. Prayers today. Please keep all our homebound and in our prayers, along with our first responders and those that deal in the public. Prayers for friends and family of members of our church. Prayers for travelers, since we're coming up on the holiday season. And I have another prayer. Please pray for Lance Shaw. He is in need of extra prayer. And do we have, that's it?
So, for John.
Thank you.
John Austin.
Oh, John Austin, who was released from the hospital this morning or yesterday afternoon. So,
amen.
Anyone else that, just pray for everyone. We all need prayer. One way or the other, either we're dealing with illness, finances, family, just to make it through the day, we all need
Amen.
Prayer. And don't forget to pick up your prayer cards off the prayer tree. Take two or three, and it's just praying for an individual for a month.
Prayer.
Let me go ahead and pray. Gayla, would you pray a prayer song for us, please? I'll go ahead and pray, Tom. Oh, Lord, we come to you again, seeking your help, seeking your guidance, seeking your healing. So many of us, Lord, in our congregation are not well. We lift them up before you right now, Lord. So many that are not able to come to church. We ask, Lord, that you would heal them and give them peace as only you can. There are some, Lord, that even when they come to church, they don't feel good. It's all they can do is to get here. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen them and let them know that you are right there with them. We pray for those, Lord, that may be going through some things right now that they don't want, can only tell you about. Help them, Lord. Help them. Show them the way. There may be some that may be confused this morning and don't know which way to turn. There may be, Lord, at the crossroads of saying yes, Lord, or no. We ask, Lord, that today would be a day of salvation, of reconciliation for that person. Of persons. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we never want to go away without offering a chance for someone to come to the altar, to someone that might need something for you. So Lord, we thank you for that opportunity. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need to come to the altar this morning for prayer, or if you need to come for any other reason, the altar is open for all who wish to come. Okay. I want you to know, before I go back to that very comfortable rocking chair over there, I want you to know that God loves you and cares about you deeply. Amen. He really does. I'm not going to preach, I promise. I'm going to go sit down. But I got to tell you this. Sometimes we don't realize just how blessed we are. Amen? We don't. We take so much for granted. I would challenge you this week not to take Christ's love and grace for granted. Don't just say, well, it's no. Because we don't know when he's coming back. We know he's coming back. But we don't know when. Amen?
Amen.
So remember that he loves you very much. And God bless you.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Joy in our hearts, for we again relive this story. So take this story to the world so that all may know of the glory. And be sure to be here at 5 p.m. next week for our Christmas celebration here.
Come on, Lord.